we would live like we believe that. Sadly, so much of the world, we embrace, and so much of the world, we are hesitant to let go of. Well, let's look to the Lord in prayer once again, shall we, and ask His blessing on our time in His Word. Thank you, Father, for what we've had already. We thank you for the ministry of music. We thank you for the blessing of motherhood. We thank you that we could honor them this day. And what a joy it was to see so many with us in our morning service. We pray that you would now have our hearts as we want to direct our attention to your word. Be glorified in this. We commit it to you. In your name I pray. Amen. I need some volunteers to read some verses of scripture. And as I give a reference, if you're willing to volunteer, raise your hand, please, okay? I need someone to read Joshua 24:15. Jack, are you raising your hand? Okay. I need Hebrews 11:24-26. Kim. I need Daniel 1:8. I saw yours first, and then I saw Andrew's Luke 10:42. All right, now here's, I have my readers, and I want you listeners to pick up on a common theme that's found in these verses that's going to be read, okay? We'll listen to all the references, and then I'll see if you picked up on it, all right? The first one was Joshua 24:15. Stand up and turn around so they can hear you. Hebrews 11:24-26. Kim, you need to stand and turn so they can hear you.
I think I have a pretty good.
You think so?
I think I have a lot.
I got that look from your mother.
By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward.
Daniel 1:8. Better turn around so they can hear you.
But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself.
And Andrew, Luke 10:42.
But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her.
All right, you've heard the four different references. What is the common thread with each of these? Did you pick up on it? Andrew.
A choice.
A choice that people made. Let's call this one tonight a matter of choice. A matter of choice. Turn with me, if you would, to Psalm 119, verse 30. How important are choices?
Psalm everybody?
Depends on what we're choosing.
Depends on what we're choosing.
When it came to choosing dessert today at dinner, it wasn't really very important.
Okay, choosing dessert today was not important because you knew you were going to choose them both. All right. Choices can be very important. In Psalm 119, verse 30, the psalmist said this: I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. Some similar verses that we find regarding David's choice was, flip over to the 112th verse, and here he said, I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. 173, let thy hand help me, for I have chosen your precepts. Choices can be very important. How many of us have made right choices in matters that count? And how many of us find ourselves, perhaps we struggle from time to time? What kinds of things, Esther? I want to suggest three areas this evening for us to consider. Mark on the side of your horse trailer or your truck?
Work trailer.
Your work trailer. I think you had your brother paint the verse that goes with the first choice that I want us to talk about. Do you remember what that choice was?
Psalms 22.
Proverbs 22.
Is it 7 and 8?
How about 1?
Hey, that was it.
There you go. Okay. I know Martin shared today he struggles with memory, but what area do we want to consider first? The choice of a good name / reputation. Is that an important choice for a person to consider? Absolutely. That verse on his work trailer was this: a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and love and favor rather than silver and gold. The choice of a good name or reputation or wealth, perhaps by dishonest means. What's so important about a good name? What someone knows you for? It's very important, isn't it? I would dare say there are some names that we could perhaps mention tonight, and we would say that was not a good person. Adolf Hitler. Is that a good name?
No.
No. Just think of what he did to the Jewish people and the Jewish nation. Abraham Lincoln. You say, well, it depends on which side of the fence you are. I'll just tell you, all my growing up years, all my adult years, he has always been my favorite president. Maybe because he was tall and skinny. I used to be skinny, but still tall. But I appreciated his position as he took a stand with regards to the people who were being oppressed, and we think about how he delivered that Emancipation Proclamation. Good name. I better not get any more recent in presidents, huh? Who knows what kind of trouble I might get myself in. But we know the whole point, don't we? How important is it that we work to preserve our reputation? What is at stake?
Our testimony.
There you go. It is, if we claim the name of the Lord and people know who we are and who we serve, what we do is very important. Excuse me. Because the eyes of the world are always watching. If they know you are a believer, you can be sure they're watching. And how many of us have heard different comments made? Do you know what so-and-so did, and they claim to be what? They claim to be a Christian. It's a terrible testimony. It's a terrible thing to have one speak of it, isn't it? So, you see, it's more than just, hey, you know, I don't care what people think about the Johnson family, the Smith family, whatever your last name is. That's not what is important here. What is important is when we say, I'm a child of God, now we really see the importance of this particular verse. And what is the choice? What's the choice here? What do these two things have in common? How are they even related in this verse? What does a good name have to do with obtaining great riches? How do many people get wealth?
By working.
By dishonesty. By Christie's words, ill-gotten gains. Everybody does it in our society, don't they? There's scams at every turn. And the thing of it is, as Christians, we need to be careful that we are not caught up in it with the old, well, that's what everybody does. And you know, if I'm going to make it, I'm going to have to do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. No, as a Christian, we must take the straight course, and that is, if what I am considering is true and right, then I will and can do that. But if what I am considering is not in the up and up totally, there's a little bending of this, then I need to reject that. And so as we see this first choice, so important, look at Proverbs 28, 6. Proverbs 28, 6. Better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he is rich. What's that verse telling us? It's better to be what? Poor and honest than to be a rich crook. Right? All right. Look at verse 20 of that same 28th chapter. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. What's the explanation of that? Money does not grow on trees, does it? I've never seen a tree that has money on it. And how do riches and provisions and wealth come? Does it just pop up overnight? Or bottom line is, what are you going to have to do? If you're going to succeed in something, there's a word that a lot of people don't like, but you know what it is?
Work.
It's work. That's the way God designed us. If we're going to make it in life, we're going to have to work for it. But the world is full of those that are constantly coming up with the get-rich-quick schemes. And, you know, that fool over there, he worked and worked and worked to get what he's got. You know, I can just do this, and I can have it in a blink of an eye here. But it's dishonest. It's crooked. It's not the thing to do. And so, as we look at this first choice, the choice of a good name or reputation, may the Lord help us to remember who we are. We're His children. And in every area of life that we might come up against, we need to make sure that we are doing everything we can to maintain a wholesome testimony for the Lord in the way we present ourselves. We are named as a Christian. We claim, and a good reputation is far better than the riches, great riches, which have come about by dishonesty. Second one, let's go to Proverbs 16:16. Here is another critical choice. The choice here in verse 16 of Proverbs 16, how much better is it to get wisdom than gold? Really? I'll take the gold. And to get understanding is to be chosen rather than silver. I'll take the silver. What does Solomon tell us? What is the better choice? Wisdom and understanding is far better than riches or wealth. If anyone could ever speak by experience of the truth of that, it would be Solomon himself. Do you know he was given the opportunity? In 1 Kings chapter 3, turn your Bibles and turn with me. God asked him, Solomon, what do you want? I will give you anything you want. 1 Kings chapter 3, beginning in verse 5, in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. There you go, Jerry. We've been talking recently. You know, it says that God talked to Moses just like he talks, like we talk back and forth to each other. Wouldn't that have been something to hear and have a conversation with God? Just like person to person. But it says that others, he chose other means. And she said, what were these other ways? And here we go in verse 3. The Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream, and God said. She said, how did they know they weren't just having a dream? Any of you ever dream? Sure we do. And she said, how did they know they weren't, did I just dream that or did God really speak to me? I said, I don't know the answer to that except that somehow God made them know I have spoken to you. God appeared to Solomon in a dream by night and God said, here you go. Ask, what shall I give you? Here was a blank check. Solomon, you can have anything you want. Just ask. What a choice. What an opportunity. And Solomon said, you've showed unto your servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before you, in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee. And you have kept for him this great kindness that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king instead of David by my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. You know what he's saying? I don't have a clue. Because I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Verse 8, your servant is in the midst of your people, which you have chosen, a great people, that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give, therefore, your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and bad, for who is able to judge this so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and have not asked for yourself long life. Some might have thought, boy, if God would give me anything, I just ask if I can, well, I just want to live a long life. He said, you didn't ask to live long. And you didn't ask for riches for yourself. I want all the money I could get. And he said, you didn't even ask for all of your enemies to be destroyed, but instead you have asked for yourself understanding to discern judgment or to understand justice. God said, behold, I have done according to your words. Lo, I have given you a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like me before you, neither after you shall any arise like unto you. And I have also given you that which you did not ask for, riches, honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto you all your days. And if you will walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments. P.S. right here. What is it that we've been talking about the last two Sunday mornings as far as a right relationship with God? It has to do with what?
Obedience.
Obedience to what?
God's word
and his ways. That is not just a New Testament truth. What did the Lord tell Solomon in verse 14? If you walk in my ways and keep my statutes and my commandments, both Old and New Testament principle, as your father David did, then what? I'm going to throw in long life for you as well. So, as we think of this, the choice of wisdom, you say, what? Solomon, you were a dope. You blew it. I mean, if God would have given me the opportunity, boy, this is what I would have asked. But the choice of wisdom or understanding. What's our verse? Proverbs 16:16. And we saw how much better it is to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver. One more area that I want us to look at. We've looked at the importance of the choice regarding our name, our reputation, especially as we think of the name of our Lord is at stake. As we think of, you know, is money everything? How many of the world's people live as though money is everything? Jim was just talking to me this afternoon. I heard of it some months ago. There was a walleye tournament that occurred down on Lake Erie in Ohio, and I remember reading about it when it occurred. There were some fishermen from Ohio that decided winning that fishing tournament was so important to them. You know what they did? They put lead weights inside, they buried them inside the walleye that they caught and brought to be weighed for the contest. And the Department of Natural Resources caught them. And Jim was saying, they just had their trial, even though this occurred some months ago. And he said one of the guys lost in the, they had jail time, and one of the guys lost a $100,000 fishing boat because winning was everything to them. You think they made the right choice? I don't think so. But at the time, wisdom, understanding, where was the, we can't do this, that's dishonest, that's not right. Money isn't everything, it's not that important that we win this fishing tournament. One more choice. John chapter 12. Here's a choice a lot of people make. We look at verses 42 and 43. Jesus, this was on the heels of the triumphal entry into the city of Jerusalem. And it was not long after this that these words were spoken. And we see here that, as was true anywhere the Lord went, there were those who opposed him, and his greatest opposition came from which sector? The religious leaders, didn't it? And they were opposing him here. Notice in verse 42 and 43, nevertheless, among the chief rulers also, many believed on him. That's a good thing, isn't it? Keep reading. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him or openly admit their faith, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. Why? They had made a choice. And here was their choice in verse 43. For they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. What was important to these people? Was it what God thought of them? Was it the fact that God was delighted that some of them, verse 42, had started believing on God's Son? No. They were ashamed to let anybody know that they were starting to believe this man. I think he's telling the truth. I believe he really is our Messiah. I believe he really is the one that we have been waiting to come for us. They made a choice, and the choice was, I better keep my mouth shut. Because if we let anybody know who we are, they're going to start doing what? Poking fun at us. Saying, oh, you're one of those fanatics, huh? Hey, do we ever make choices like this one in our day and age? How openly is our faith shared as we go out and about? If it's not openly shared, how come? What choice are we making? Would it please, would we get the praise of our Heavenly Father if we were to be sharing our faith with others that we come in contact with? Yes or no? But when we don't, why don't we? Because we would rather have the praise of men rather than God. Well, I don't think so. We would rather avoid the rejection
the opposition, the things that people might say about us, rather than hearing, well done, good and faithful servant. Well, we've talked about three significant choices. The choice of a good name or reputation, the choice of wisdom and understanding or wealth, or the choice of whose praise means the most to us, God's or men's. Suppose someone rejects these choices and says, you're making too big of a deal of that, Pastor. I think I'm going to just go my own way, make my own choices. Suppose someone rejects and chooses the other things. Proverbs 1, 20 through 23 give us an excellent picture of what that person can expect. Proverbs 1, 20 through 33. And I read, and we'll close with this. Wisdom crieth without, and uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, or streets, in the openings of the gates in the city. She uttereth her words, saying, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Wisdom, understanding, and learning, the source of that is where? Not books. In the book of Proverbs, where does wisdom, understanding come from? A right relationship with God. And here the picture is wisdom, like a person crying on the streets, listen to me. Verse 23, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Now, verse 24. Because I have called and you refused. I don't want anything to do with what you've been talking about, Pastor. I've stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But you have set at naught all my counsel. Wisdom is still talking. You didn't want to hear about or follow the ways of God, and with none of my reproof. Wisdom, God says, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you. Then wisdom goes on to say, speaking for the Lord, then they shall call upon me. When they find out they're in trouble, what does he say they're going to want to do? Help! Help! They will call upon me, but I will not answer. They'll seek me early, but they'll not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, made foolish choices. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me, wisdom, the things of the Lord, shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. May God help each of us to choose the ways of truth. Let's stand and we'll be dismissed in prayer. We want to thank you, Father, for what we can see this evening and the choices that individuals made. Some actual individuals, we looked at Joseph and Moses and Daniel and the ones that the Lord was referring to in the book of Luke, and then we saw these principles. Lord, the things that we've talked about go against the natural man. But help us to remember that we are in this world, but we are not of it. We are children of yours. We have a different set of guidelines. Help us, as choices come before us, to make right choices, to walk in your ways. Please honor and glorify you. Dismiss us with your blessing, and we'll thank you now in your name. Amen.